You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Artist and photographer Melissa Uroff will open a solo show tomorrow at the Wall Public Market in downtown Sacramento. The show is titled Portrait of a Delusional Woman. Melissa paints photos of artists and musicians. She places them in surreal, melancholy settings and has elements of fantasy. Her work is beautiful. We posted some of it on our website. She's also the founder and editor-in-chief of Tube Magazine. Hi, it's great to have you in the studio.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Will you say more about the materials you work with and the type of art you're doing?
Sure. I am trained as a photographer, and I love to mix mediums. So when photography went digital instead of darkroom, it kind of felt like it lost a little bit. Like I lost the love for it a little bit. So though I work in digital, I also work in film, and I like to use a lot of historical processes for my photography. And then on top of that, once they're printed, I paint on top of them and collage images into them, both using digital and like by hand. And just kind of use every medium that I could get my hands on and put it all into one piece.
So what's in this solo show?
The solo show is painted photos. So they're printed as photos and then painted on top of local creatives. So musicians and artists and all of them are women.
I think I remember you were working on a David Bowie show.
I did.
At the time that he passed. And it was inspired by his song, Life on Mars.
It was.
Right? So you like theme shows, but I do want to explore the fact that creating art and the way you work has become a little more difficult with another credential that you now have to your name.
Yes.
And that is being a mom, right?
That is very true. I have a 1.5-year-old, and I love her to pieces, but she makes things a little bit more difficult.
When you walked in here, you said, sorry, I was up late. But I think a lot of creative types, once the day gets more full of that kind of mundane adult work, and especially parenting is in that category,
sure.
you need to sort of sequester yourself away in those late, quiet hours of the night to really get creative thinking space.
That's true. I did that prior to being a mom. I would be in the studio until 3 or 4 in the morning and watch the sunrise pretty often, but now it's a little bit more of a necessity. I do bring her into the studio, and she goes on photo shoots with me, and we paint and create together, but there's a lot of, Mama, try this. You know, she wants me to help her with hers instead of me being able to solely focus on what I'm doing. So,
what happens in the art world when an artist, and a woman in particular with a youngster, goes through that transition of being able to be your solo self and then being a divided person? And I don't say that in a bad way at all. It's just that it's a real transition. I hear it from writers, too.
Sure. I don't take that as a bad thing at all. It's been interesting. I thought for some reason that I would just have a baby and then everything would go back to normal, like somebody else could hold her. Mm. but that's not really the case. Being an artist is very selfish. It's a lot of time on your own, and you have to have a certain amount of being self-absorbed. I don't know if that makes sense, in order to want to make something and have people look at it. And for me, creating is not really an option. There is no other option. That is the option for me. So in order to make that with a little person, there's been some adjustments. I work a lot more at home. I'm up really late at night and then up again really early. I'm kind of tired, but I was tired before having a baby too, you know.
Right. There's
a little bit of a transition, but it's doable. It's just takes a little bit more work.
Is it a subject that's talked about? Are you getting guidance from other people who have been there, and not just moms, but dads too?
I know a lot of single dad artists, and I do have some lady friends who are creative that are mothers, and it's different for everybody, but it does fall by the wayside for a lot of people because raising somebody takes a lot of work, and you don't really have so much time for yourself, I guess. But, you know, I had a friend tell me, you just take a year off and then you'll find times to paint. And that's true. You do just kind of go a little slower for a while. And then if you slow down completely, though, you'll stop. So you have to just keep moving.
I said the word melancholy mm-hmm. about the show. So what is the thread of sadness that runs or blueness that runs through it?
Being a mom is kind of lonely. And being an artist is kind of lonely, too. And like I said, I'm working out of my home. We lost our studios about a year and a half ago. And the entire studio that I was at, all the artists ended up moving out of there.
Was that because of a lease situation?
It was a couple different things. I was at the Panama Art Factory. We were burglarized. And then shortly after that, the city came in and closed the place down. Mm-hmm. So I left shortly after being burglarized. And then everybody else left a couple months later because it didn't stay open. So I've been working out of home, which is kind of lonely. You wake up in the morning and you start painting, and there could be days where I don't really see anyone. Mm-hmm. I have a husband and he lives there, but he works on the railroad, so he's gone pretty often. So that's kind of part of the sadness of the show, is a lot of ladies by themselves in odd, surreal settings, because a lot of people think that you must be in a fantasy land to work in a creative field. And I've had people even mention that my job is not a job, that it's a hobby. And I have to remind them that just because I like my job doesn't make it a hobby. It's still work. And it's still, you have to dedicate time and hours and, you know, really put a lot into it.
This is a great reason to invite people to your reception. Come visit with you. Come meet Melissa. Come talk about art and creative aspirations and parenting and balancing life.
Thank you.
The reception is tomorrow night from 6 to 8.
It is.
At Wall Public Market, which is at 1104 R Street. And then you can also see the show. And I think the discussion about the fellow artists and musicians who are in the portraits will be very lively, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have some great gals. Dog Party is featured, Destroy Boys, a lot of young creatives, visual artists. Heather Uroff is my sister, also an artist. She's in there, too.
A bit about Tube Magazine. Why a magazine?
We've been at it for about 5 years now, and we have printed. We're online a lot, and then we print also. We're on our 9th issue right now. And we're ran by artists and musicians, all on a volunteer basis. And I think that it's a different approach when it's people that are in the creative field that are creating something about their creative peers or idols. We started with the thought that there was so much happening in Sacramento that if everybody knew what was going on here, that they would stop leaving. Because it seems that as soon as somebody gets a little bit of fame, they take off to L.A. or to New York. So having them stick around or having people know what was going on was a big deal. But Sacramento's changed since we started and is very full. And we just keep highlighting that.
Well, it's great to meet you and have you in the studio. And I do hope people engage with you tomorrow night and through the course of this show.
Thanks.
In your work. And Tube, I'll say, is a print and online magazine. And there are classes that are available and links to other resources.
Yeah, so we do themed art and music shows also. The David Bowie show was one of those that we, Tube, I curated. And we do a lot of DIY classes. They slow down a little bit since the child, but she's getting older, so things are starting to pick back up.
Well, again, this is Melissa Uroff. The solo show is titled Portrait of a Delusional Woman. It opens with that reception tomorrow night at Wall Public Market in downtown Sacramento. Congratulations. Keep going.
Thank you.
Keep going. That's probably the most important thing, right?
Thank you, yes.
Just to keep going. It's great to meet you, Melissa.
Good to meet you as well.
There's more, and you can see some of Melissa's art and photography at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Cap Radio.